And at just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It is 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going in proper Friday fashion. This is one from the Monte Carlos back in just a few minutes. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
We'll be right back.
There you go. There's one from the Monte Carlos. Get things going this morning. Welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, August the 23rd, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, and we have live in-studio performances oftentimes. Oftentimes we play recorded material as well, and we'll do a rundown of local musical events for the weekend, too. My name is Mike Hagan, and I'm glad you're here with me. Hello to everyone out there. Welcome to the show. Awesome weather out there this morning. It looks to be a real nice day. In fact, looks like it'll be a pretty nice weekend, actually, here in mid-Missouri. Maybe a shower or two along the way, but looking pretty fine out there. Hope you all enjoy the day. I'm going to try to help you out with that with some good music this morning. I've got Lou Nevins in the studio with me. Lou's a longtime member of the music scene around here in Columbia. Most of you probably know Lou as the bassist and vocalist for Columbia Rock and Rollers, the Monte Carlos. We'll talk with Lou here in just a few minutes, and we'll see what he's up to. And we'll be hearing a bunch of material from Mr. Nevins throughout the program this morning. We'll have a little fun like we always do every Friday. We'll also do a little rundown of music and the events that'll be happening this weekend. Let's see what I have to say about that. I don't know. Lots going on. So get out there and have some fun. Swing on by. Also, if you're in the area, come on down to the station. Say hi to us. 915 East Broadway. Doors are always open, and you never know who might roll in here usually on a Friday morning. So if you're in the area, come on by, say hi. Me and Lou will have a sip of water with you or something. All right, before we get too busy, let's say thanks to Paul Weber and the Scrappers for joining me last week. They were here with me in the studio, Paul and Jesse and Dave Dernley and Justin Hickerson. Whether it was the real Justin Hickerson or not, we're not sure. I'm real excited about their new record, though. It's called Weird Country, and we got to debut a bunch of new music from the band last week on the show here. It was an honor to be able to share it with you guys before it sort of hit the streets. So Paul Weber and the Scrappers, check them out if you got a chance. Fantastic traditional country and Western, I guess. You can find them on Bandcamp, Spotify, etc. All right. If you miss the show or any others, you can find them on the web at Mike Hagan, M-I-K-E-H-A-G-A-N, MikeHagan.com. Click on the link that says Open Mic Radio. That'll take you to the archives where all these shows can be accessed and downloaded and podcast and shared with friends or whatever, okay? All right, it is Mike, and it's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, streaming on the web at kopn.org, all around this beautiful planet, on the dial, 89.5, on the FM side. And, yeah, let's play another one here from the Monte Carlos, then we'll come back and chat with Lou Nevins. We started the show off with a song called Honey Rider, and this is one that is called Get Found. Back in a few minutes. It's Mike. You listen to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Before I hear that sound, you got to get up. lost before you can get found.
There you go. There's another one from the Monte Carlos. That one's called Get Found, from a record called Every Anywhere. And it's Mike. You're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. This morning, my guest in the studio, Mr. Lou Nevins. Hi, Lou. I appreciate you coming down this morning, man.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet, man. Lovely Friday morning. I know it's a little bit early, but you and me both should be at work. I sort of play hooky on Friday mornings regularly. Apparently, you're doing it as well this week. So
my boss is kind enough to let me come.
All right, cool. All right, so how are things going? Let's talk a little bit about you as a musician. People are probably familiar with you from the Monte Carlos. I guess you guys have been together for a long time. When did the Monte Carlos actually come together as a band?
2003.
Yeah. Wow. 16 years.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I suppose I'm the only original member, but our guitar player Tony has been with us since 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So, long enough to count too.
Right. All right. Cool. So, what about you as an individual with regard to growing up? Are you from Columbia here?
I am.
From Missouri?
Yeah, I'm from Columbia. I'm a local.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
Hickman.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I got a son that goes to Hickman now. All right. Sophomore. Plays the saxophone.
Awesome.
I'm trying to keep him doing it. I don't know if he's going to hold on to it. You know, it's so hard. So, all right. And were you a musician back in the day?
I was. I started playing guitar when I was 12.
So trained by yourself, or did you actually take lessons and all that?
I took a couple years of lessons, and then I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this myself.
All right.
So perhaps I should have taken more.
I don't know. You're sounding pretty good. You're a hell of a bass player. I know that much.
Thank you.
You play the traditional guitar as well, six string?
I started on the guitar, and then I had several friends that all started playing guitar at the same time, and I happened to have a bass that was my grandfather's. So, like, well, maybe I'll just switch to this. Somebody's got to play the bass, and just kind of went from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do also, like, again, the band will probably listen to The Fumes. I play the guitar in that, so.
All right. Okay, cool. So, what about, let's see, we talked about the Monte Carlos, how long they've been together. Where'd the name come from? Just from the old car?
Actually, no, it's just Monte Carlos has no "the" on it, and we were trying to think of a name that would imply someone who has a mustache.
So, really?
Yeah.
The Monte Carlos. Yeah. And now that I think about it, I close my eyes. I guess I see
Monte
like a handlebar,
Monte
maybe.
Monte Carlos.
You ever been to Monte Carlo?
I have not. I don't think I could afford to go there.
Boy, you know, when I was a much younger man, I went there, and I couldn't afford it now, and I could barely afford it then, but I remember it being extremely opulent.
I hear that it's gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so composition, songwriting with the band. Do you do it as a group, or do you have like an individual who's the primary songwriter? Do you collaborate? How's that work?
It really depends on which group it is. Monte Carlos, it moved from being primarily me to being more of a group effort, where like we'd get together and jam, and like a good groove would come out, a good hook. Mm-hmm. Tony's always got a good like guitar hook.
Yeah, he's
just
a good
like
player.
Start building from there. Most of the bands I've been in, though, it'd be like whoever the songwriter it is will bring the song to the group, and then we'll build around it.
Kind of build
that.
Around
yeah.
it. Okay. What about your other band? You said there's a band called The Fumes, and I'm really not that familiar with. And that's you and the same guys from the Monte Carlos?
Sort of.
But plus some additional members? Or
Fumes started as just my solo recording project, and it stayed that way for a long time.
Huh.
But this past year, I was just like, well, I've got all these songs that I don't play. I'm just going to put a band together. So I took Tony and Charlie from Monte Carlos, and I built other people around that, you know, I know so many musicians in town, and I'm lucky to work with so many, like, very, very talented people. So, like, Travis McFarland from Don't Mind Dying.
Yeah, great keyboard player.
On there.
Uh-huh.
Brock Johnson from Mercer
sure.
Johnson
yeah.
plays bass, and I met this wonderful singer named Stella. So I have, like, a co-singer now, and, yeah.
Awesome.
Many, many people have been in it. Andy Ream actually plays on a bunch of my recordings, and yeah.
You know, I should mention that we had Paul Weber and the Scrappers down here last week, and Andy called in as a joke, because normally Justin calls in, but Justin was actually here in the studio with us. So Andy called in and said he was actually Justin, and that someone, whoever was here with us must be an imposter or whatever. Anyway, it was really funny. So he's a great drummer and a cool guy, too.
Incredibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible drummer.
Awesome. What's the style of music that you play with Fumes?
Oh, it is across the board. Since it was just
because Monte Carlos is sort of a rock and roll punk thing almost.
And since it was just recording, I could do whatever I wanted. So there's like some dance numbers, like some just acoustic stuff, some real slow stuff, some real dirges. You know, it just kind of depends on like what I've been writing recently.
All right, cool. And the songs that are being performed with Fumes are all songs that you've written?
They are, yes.
Are you a prolific songwriter? Do you write a lot?
I don't know if I'm prolific, but I'm constantly turning out something, you know, gotta keep moving. I get bored with my own song, so gotta write a new one.
Do you typically write lyrics and then try to put music to it, or do you write is it the other way around?
It's usually music and lyrics pretty much come at the same time, but
really?
Sometimes I'll just have like, oh, this is a cool bass line, or this is a nice riff, and I'll like write some lyrics to that, and occasionally I'll start with the lyrics, but that's less common.
All right. There's one other project I think that I saw online, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, but there's something that's called the Bush's Wild Turbo.
Yes,
what is that? Because I only saw a very, very minimal reference to it.
It was a very short-lived band with Gabe Meyer from the Flood
Brothers.
Sure,
from Flood Brothers, yeah.
And then my ex-wife, Loretta, was playing drums, and she was actually the primary songwriter for like half the songs, and Gabe wrote the other half the songs, and you know, just had this weird little band. We lived across the street from each other, and
right.
Like, oh, let's just play some music.
You know, I remember when the Flood Brothers had that house over there here in town, and they used to play up there in the attic.
Yeah,
is that the
I
same
lived
place?
Across the street from there.
I remember that was there was some great parties there.
Yes, there were.
I'll be damned. All right, cool. Well, I tell you what, let's take a break and let's play another song, okay? And we'll come back and chat a little more. Should we play one from The Onions?
Sure.
All right, this is a project that I'm not familiar with either. Tell us a little bit about The Onions.
The Onions is a band started by Taylor Bacon, who owns Hit Records, and
sure.
John Gilbert, that owns Pizza Tree,
mm-hmm.
and they are kind enough to let me play bass on it. It's all kind of 60s, 70s like pop music.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, cool. This is the first track on the record. I think it's called Easy as 1, 2, 3.
It is, yes.
All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. My guest is Lou Nevins. This is one of his many projects called The Onions, and a song called Easy as 1, 2, 3. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Lou, and Diana Moxon's in the house, too. I have to say hi to her. Stick around at 10 o'clock for Diana's show, Speaking of the Arts. Fantastic program that follows this one, okay? Back in a few minutes, it's Mike, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. There you go. One from The Onions. That's called Easy as 1, 2, 3. And what's the name of that record? Just called The Onions?
It's called He Kissed Me and I Knew.
He Kissed Me and I Knew. All right. Hey, I've got Lou Nevins in the studio with me. He's a bass player and vocalist for the Monte Carlos, and he has a number of other projects called The Fumes is one of them. We're going to hear a song from The Fumes in a little bit here. That one's from The Onion. No, The Onions. We heard some Onion Radio news at the beginning of the show. I'm getting confused here. All right. Also, I think that we have a phone call here. So before we get back to our conversation with Lou, let's see who this is and say welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Yo, it's Justin Hickerson. What's up, Mike Hagan?
Hey, Dusty. How are you?
Lou Nevins.
Is this the real Justin Hickerson?
Goodness. I don't know how many times I have heard that in the last week. It was hilarious. I don't even know who that was. That might have been the real Justin Hickerson. Might be a fake.
You never know.
I'm a transplant. Or what is it? A proxy.
Hey, Justin, I had a great time when you guys were here last week with me, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to make it to the show on Sunday. I was in St. Louis for a soccer thing, but I heard that the show with the Scrappers and Willie T last week at Cooper's was fantastic.
It was great. I was there.
Were you out there, Lou?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, it was great. What else is there to say?
Okay. How about you as a performer? Did you enjoy it out there, Jess?
I did. We had a really nice time, and the weather cooperated really nicely. And it's always nice to hear Willie play, too.
Yeah, he's amazing. Well, what a songwriter.
Really great.
Yeah.
And that was really cool, too. We had the Calamity Keys. It was going to be the Turkey Vultures, but they wound up not being able to come. And the Calamity Cubes from Wichita just hopped in the car with Willie and came down and played an impromptu set, too. So that was a nice surprise.
Yeah, they're great. They've been to town once or twice before. I thought they were St. Louis, though.
I don't know where they're actually based out of. I know they've been around for a long time, and Paul kept saying Wichita or something.
Right.
So
right.
I've just settled with Wichita.
Well, I'll go with Paul.
Interestingly enough, a band I was in like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, called Zombie Bazooka Patrol, played with them a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's always really, really fun to see people still around after so long.
Yeah, speaking of the devil, we got Lou Nevins here. He's been playing with Monte Carlos for 15 years or something like that. So
yes.
Are you guys categorized as dad rock yet?
I think we are, yeah. If you see a picture of us, you're like, yeah, they're definitely dad rock.
What about you, Justin? What do you got going this weekend?
We've got a last minute. The Daves are playing at Cooper's Landing from 8 to 10 tonight.
Tonight?
Oh. And yeah, tonight.
Awesome.
We just got a request to do that like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But that'll be tonight from 8 to 10, which is late for Cooper's. But
will the full band be there? You'll have all the days? Will Dave Tony be there as well?
I believe Tony will be there, and I think we might have Alan Losbaugh on the bass. And maybe someone will tickle Paul Weber just right, and maybe he'll come down. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Sounds good. So that's 8 o'clock tonight at Cooper's, huh?
Yes.
All right, so you might want to put that on your docket, folks. You might have a chance to get down there by the river. It's always fun to be down there. So Cooper's Landing tonight, got the Daves. What else? You mowing some lawns?
We are mowing a final lawn this morning, and then going to go do some landscaping about town, a couple bed cleanups, and nice easy day. We've been dancing in the rain all week, but hustling. That's the name of the game. That's what we do.
That's right. All right, buddy. Hey, you know, last week I forgot to ask you about that other project that you and Josh Wrong, and you've mentioned it a couple times, but it's sort of still off the radar. What's going on with that, and have you titled it yet?
We've settled for a name, Fox Teeth.
Fox
for
Teeth?
When that band is playing Mike Fox's songs.
Oh.
But if we're playing Marissa's songs, it'll be called Bruises.
Okay.
So it's kind of a fusion of, I think, one band that might be playing two sets of music.
All right.
But we practice every week, so, and it's getting tighter and tighter. Imagine this fall we'll be playing it out.
Cool. Are you liking it?
Oh, of course I am. It's different than the other projects I'm in, you know, playing with so many people. It's very encouraging to be a part of so many different sounding projects instead of being like, a country musician or a blues drummer or a singer-songwriter, you know, it's fun to, you know, from one project to the next, be able to do something a little different and approach sound different. So definitely the most progressive of any of the projects I'm involved with. A lot of time changes and odd meters and et cetera.
How do you guys know each other, Lou? How do you know Justin?
Oh, just through bands, you know, like,
just around. Yeah. You know, Lou, I don't think we ever even shook hands in a formal introduction, so we could do that here, I guess. We both, I'm just from all the shows, you know, like you mentioned, you know, Lou plays in several projects too, and I think one way or the other, we probably run into each other once a week.
We've even played many shows together.
All right, cool. Well, Justin, I love you, brother. I'm glad you called in and said hello, and I hope you have a great weekend and rock out tonight at Cooper's, okay?
Yeah, we'll do. We'll see you. Take it easy, Lou.
Yeah, you too.
All right, the wonderful Justin Hickerson. You can catch him with Paul Weber and the Scrappers. You can catch him with the Daves tonight at Cooper's at 8 o'clock. And he also plays some – he's a really good singer-songwriter, actually, too. He was in here maybe a month or so ago playing some songs for us that were, you know, not typical that people are usually familiar with him playing the drums.
Well, another band for him to start then.
You guys need more time, I think. So anyway, all right, Lou, hey, you want to stick around with me here and go through some of the stuff that's happening this weekend? And
sure.
I'm going to look at some of the local venues and we'll see what we got going. In fact, I should put Cooper's up here as well. We know what's happening tonight at Cooper's Landing. But we don't know what's happening tomorrow, so might as well check that first. Okay, let's see. The event lineup. We still need to do some work on the website. I have to say that. That goes out to all the new owners of Cooper's Landing. How about you do something about the website? Okay, it is the 23rd, so Al Jolly this afternoon at 6, and then the Daves at 8 until 10, and then on Saturday, looks like there's an open mic at 1 o'clock, Dave Lineberry at 5, and Buddha Blue. Buddha Blue? And it's not B-L-E-W, it's B-L-U-E, just for those who might be wondering. Buddha Blue tomorrow night at 7:30 at Cooper's. And then on Sunday, you've got the Mo Blues Jam that is 1 to 5, and that's sort of an open mic thing, I think. And then Scott Buchanan. Sunday, 5:30. Another one that I'm not familiar with. All right, let's see what's happening at the Blue Note. Tonight, the August the 23rd, Vertical Desires, an evening of pole performance. Diana will probably be talking about that. No? No?
Not on my list.
All right, not on your list. Anyway, featuring Brian Wolf, Lindy Ronjish, Duo Leela, Shay Williamson, and a number of other pole performers. Tomorrow, big night at the Blue Note, Steve Earle and the Dukes.
Yeah.
Are you a fan?
I am, yes.
You ever seen him live?
No, I have not, but I think I'm going to go tomorrow.
That's going to be incredible. Yeah. I saw him at Roots and Blues a couple years ago, I guess it was.
Oh, maybe I have seen him then.
And but years ago when I was living in Denver, like when he was much younger, I saw him, and he's still just remarkable songwriter, great performer, and always has a good band with him too.
Yeah.
So Steve Earle tomorrow night at the Blue Note. Put that on your list if you like that style. Let's see what else we got here. Rose Music Hall tonight. Usually happy hour on Fridays. They do something. Let's see. 5 o'clock happy hour. Yeah, Flyover Country. We'll be playing some music from 5 until 7. A little bit later tonight, you got Porter Union with Tyler Giles and Jake Stringer. I think Jake Stringer's local. I'm not sure, but Porter Union, been around for quite some time. Be good music tonight at Rose. Tomorrow night, you've got Mid-Mo Pride Fest. And there's a whole bunch of different performers, none of them who have been announced. So you'll have to go there and find that out for yourself, unless I'm just missing it. All right. The Roachport General Store. Tonight you got Norm Rubling. And tomorrow the Megan Boyer Band, both talented folks that will be down there at the Roachport Store. You ever do a gig down there, Lou?
I have not, no.
Those are fun gigs.
Yeah.
That's my neck of the woods. We go down there like I live down there.
I've been to a couple of shows, but I've never played there. So.
Yeah, you should put that on your list. All right. Yeah, Norm Rubling tonight, Megan Boyer tomorrow. What's up at Berlin? Ah, the Tell 'Em Tapes show tonight, the Lemon Settlement album release. Are you familiar with those? They're all Hit Records guys, aren't they? Or at least somehow connected with Hit.
Not sure what the connection is, but I do know the bass player of the band. He's been to several of my shows recently, and he's a very nice guy, so I'm going to that show.
All right, and so that's tonight, the Lemon Settlement. The Lemon Settlement. And they have an album release party tonight with the Rusted Satellites. Are you familiar with them?
I'm not, no.
Oh, okay.
See some new music tonight.
Yeah, for sure. Berlin's great. I love going down there. They always have interesting shows, and it's a real neat... I like the room.
It's one of my favorite venues in town, for sure.
They really did a great job with that stage when they built it out a few years ago.
But really did.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, cool. Tomorrow, we also have Mess with Salt Creek and Enemy Airship. Sounds like a rock and roll show to me at Berlin tomorrow night. Now, Catfish Katie's, I didn't look, but I should do it real fast and see what is happening at the Station House down by the river. You know, they had a rough spring. There was so much water and missed a lot of shows, but they're catching up now and doing some fun stuff. You know, they've also done a really cool music series down at Les Bourgeois at the winery.
I played there this time.
Were you there this year?
Yep. Fumes, and then my other band, Sissy Paycheck. I did a double show there.
Another one, Sissy Paycheck. How many bands you got, for God's sake?
Four currently.
Right. So tonight, 6 to 8, you've got Sarah and Mark live at the Station House. And then tomorrow, Dream Squeeze. Familiar?
The name's really familiar.
Me too, but I don't know who's in the band. And then Cody Percival live on Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock until 4. So that's pretty much what's happening around town. And get out there and do something fun. Going to be a fun night, fun weekend of music. Always great stuff going on in Columbia. We'll play another song here from Lou. Should we play the new one?
Sure.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this.
So last December I met this singer named Stella at a karaoke night of all places. And I just randomly asked her if she'd want to be in a band, and she said yes. And so we started recording an EP that just got finished. Like, we've wrapped up the recording. We're working on cover stuff right now.
Okay.
And this song's called In My Skin. It's a very dark duet about love.
And this is from the band The Fumes?
Yes, it is.
All right, very good. Lou Nevins and his project The Fumes is a new one. No one's heard it before on the radio, I don't think. So enjoy it. Back in a few minutes. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Well, it's okay if you kill me, as long as you wear my skin. Well, it's okay if you kill me, as long as you wear my skin. How else will I know where you start and where I end, until you wear my skin?
Well, I'm gonna kill you, and then I'm gonna wear your skin. I'm gonna kill you, and then I'm gonna wear your skin. Can't help but look at you and wonder what it's like to be in your beautiful skin.
Peel back my flesh, let the whole
once we're together, we'll never have to be apart. Once we're together, we'll never have to be apart. Sharing one body, sharing one heart, in my skin.
Hey!
one else who I've let wear my skin. There's no one else who I'd let wear my skin. I love you so much that I want you to be inside of my skin.
There's no one else whose skin I'd want to wear. There's no one else whose skin I'd want to wear. I'm only doing this to show you how much I care. I'm gonna wear your skin.
Feel back in my flesh. Let the whole
together, we'll never have to be apart.
Once we're together, we'll never have to be apart.
Sharing one body, sharing one heart.
In my skin.
Wow. Great stuff there, Lou.
Hey, thank you.
All right. That's new music from Lou Nevins and his project that's called Fumes. What's the girl singing you's name? Or, I'm sorry, the girl who's singing with you there?
Her name is Stella Pierce.
Stella Pierce. Beautiful Peters. Voice. Oh, Peterson.
No, just Peters.
Oh, sorry. I get it here. Stella Peters. All right. Wow. Okay, cool. How'd you guys meet?
Karaoke.
Really?
Yeah. I was at a Christmas party, and I was emceeing the karaoke and just heard her sing and like asked her if she wanted to be in a band, and she said yes.
And that was how recently?
December, so
wow,
less than a year.
Only in the last year.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, is that an entire new record that's going to be coming out for
it's
the Fumes?
It's a little five-song EP that we cut, and the recording is done, but we're working on some cover art and that sort of stuff, so hopefully it will be out very soon.
Where do you do most of your recording?
That was recorded at Centro Cellar, Will Reed's studio here in town.
I could have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Will's a pro. He's fantastic. We talk about him a lot on the show. He's been here on the show with me before, actually, talking about many of these projects that he's been involved with over the years.
I've recorded many, many things with him.
I know,
so
you guys.
Probably, almost everything you play today has been recorded by him.
Awesome. We've got another one that we're going to play. Not quite yet. I want to get two more in before the end of the show, but you have another project that's called Malone.
It's no longer active. Malone was, many years I was in a band with a guy named Chris Knipe, who now is a journalist and lives somewhere else, but I moved back to town after I'd left for a few years, and we started a band together, and before, he'd always been the main songwriter, but we decided to be like collaborative songwriters, so he knew this other man named David Corsick, and the three of us all wrote songs, and so we put out three or four EPs, and we each did like two songs on every song. Like, so we'd take turns being the lead singer. It was a lot of fun to have other songwriters in a band. And, like, the pressure really comes off. You're like, well, I don't have a song, but he does. So.
Right. Did you guys ever do any live performances with that?
Oh, we played a lot, yeah. I think we disbanded in 2012 or 13, something like that, just because careers took people elsewhere.
Right.
But, yeah, we played a lot when everyone lived here.
All right, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play one from this record right now since we're talking about it. This is Malone, and the EP is called The Tropic of Malone, and we're going to hear the fourth track. It's called Back to You. I think that's the one we chose.
Yeah.
And let's see if we can do it right here. And so you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, on the web at kopn.org, and, of course, on the radio FM side, 89.5 on the dial. We do this every Friday morning from 9 o'clock until 10. I've got my friend Lou Nevins in studio with me here today, and he's got all kinds of things going on, and this is one of his many projects. And once again, this is called Back to You. Open Mic Radio, KOPN, back in a minute. ¶¶
till the day was the day, but I didn't make it very far. No, no, you made me your whipping boy and painted me up like a clown. But now here, like the fool I am, I'm turning right back around. But there's nothing I can do. Soft, and as I creep up to the house and let myself inside, I'll feel like something deep down inside of me just got blood. There's nothing I can do.
All comes back to you.
No, there's nothing I can do.
All comes back to you.
You make my heart the deepest shade, midnight blue.
All comes back to you.
There's nothing I can do.
All right, that one's called Back to You. Back to You. That one's from a project called Malone, and another one of Lou Nevin's
many
projects that we've been talking about this morning. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Lou, great stuff, man. You've done so many things.
Thank you.
Amazing. I really like the Fume stuff.
It's my heart right now. So,
okay, yeah. All right. Let's talk about being out there performing and doing shows. You have anything coming up?
We have a couple shows coming up. We are playing at Cooper's Landing for Coop Fest number 3, which is September 22nd. So all day, it's like 4 to whenever they shut down.
Awesome.
Lots of great music.
That's going to be incredible. Yeah. I bet you they got that place up to snuff by then.
Yeah, yeah. Either way, I love playing at Cooper's Landing, I'm excited and love to play with some of the other bands here, like Don't Mind Dying and Money for Guns will be there, and I wish I could remember everyone's on the bill. It looks great.
All right, so that's the 22nd of September.
Yep, and then we have a show at Dive Bar on October 19th, and I think we'll be playing like Fumes again, probably doing a double set, so it'll probably be me and Stella alone doing some songs and then bringing a band for that too. And
okay. Yeah. What about Monte Carlo? You guys got anything coming up?
We don't currently have anything booked. Sissy Paycheck, my other band, has a show September 3rd at Cafe Berlin. It's a Tell 'Em Tapes show.
Yeah. All right, what's the story with Sissy Paycheck?
They're a band that actually saw what was supposed to be their last show. I played with them. The Onions played a show with them at their last show because their bass player and their drummer were leaving town. And afterwards, I just like walked up the singer, this guy named Ryan, and it's like, hey, I'll be your bass player. And he kind of gave me a weird look, but then called me like 2 weeks later. He's like, yeah, are you still interested? And I was like, of course, because he is an amazing songwriter.
Really?
It's got a country vibe, but also kind of a garage rock vibe, too. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Is any of that music available where people can listen to it?
We have a Bandcamp page. I don't believe that anything up there I'm actually on, but we're in the process of recording right now. We actually have a mixing session this evening, so hopefully we'll have some new stuff out for you very soon.
Right on. Yeah. Is that happening over at Will's as well?
No, we're doing it at home. Josh Cochran, I don't know if you know him, he's recording it for us.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, if you could play a show with, put a lineup together for me. Who's your dream lineup?
Oh, I have no idea. There's far too many, far too many good bands.
All right, what about some of your favorite shows that you performed on?
That I performed on?
Yeah. Have you ever had any that just kind of stick out where you played with a couple other bands and it just was an awesome day or a night or something
like
that?
Of course, my mind is not blanking. Yeah, I don't know.
There's probably so many. That's the problem. You played so damn many of them.
I played a last-minute show with Eagles of Death Metal once. They called us the afternoon to see if we could open. Of course, we said yes, and it was sold out of the Blue Note. There's a memorable one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, what about the local scene? We haven't talked much about just what it's like to be a musician in this part of the country and Colombia in general. What are your thoughts on the scene? You've been in it for a long, long time.
Living in Colombia and playing the scene for as long as I have, it's interesting to see it kind of ebb and flow. You know, as the college does, people come and go. So every couple of years, there's a new crop of usually great bands. And it's been just so fun to see it come. Yeah, like all of them. I've played and seen so many great local bands and regional bands over the years. Innumerable to count.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody that you're really liking these days?
Yes. But now, of course, my mind is blanking. As soon as we get off the air, I'll be like, this band and this band.
Now, I like to try to focus on just the local people. I mean, there's so much great music that's happening just right around here.
It really, really is.
And not to mention out in the greater world, but we're really fortunate for a relatively small population. We've got some pretty damn talented folks out there.
Something about Columbia attracts a lot of talent.
It really does. You know, and it's the arts in general. You know, Diana does the show after me, talking about more of the fine arts. Yeah. So, you know, painting and theater and things like that. But it's not just music. There's all kinds of art here.
I know so many talented visual artists, and you know, whether it be fine art or like mixed media or video, like so many people, like so much talent.
Yeah. If people want to get a hold of you and maybe get in touch with you, or if they want to book the band or one of the bands, what's the best way to find you out there?
Probably through Facebook or maybe our Bandcamp. Probably the best way to track me down, just Fumes at Facebook, or maybe it's Fumes Como Facebook.
Yeah, okay. And that's also on Bandcamp. You can check him out at LOUNEVINS, Lou Nevins on Bandcamp. And that kind of connects up to a lot of these projects,
bunch of stuff,
too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, dude, congratulations. You're doing some great stuff, and you have been for a long, long time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great time.
Not at all. We should have done it a long time ago. In fact, I remember we talked about it probably a year ago.
I think it was a year ago.
Ran into you at the quarry the other night and saying goodbye to Tiffany. We decided we'd finally do it. You know, I went to a show that was called Fortune Fest. Were you out there as well?
I did not make it, but I really wanted to go, but I heard it's great.
They've been doing that for a few years, and the reason I thought of it is because Tiffany and I used to go to that thing together, and man, they've done a great job of putting together some small festivals here in town now.
Well, that spot now that Rose has it all fenced off and they built the outdoor stage, it can really accommodate a good crowd and good shows, and then when they block down the street and have the vendors and all that.
That's amazing. Yeah, great stuff here in Colombia. We're fortunate to have such a great scene.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Lou, sounds good, man. I appreciate it. And everybody, check that out. If you can see the Fumes, that's the one that's closest to Lou's heart right now, I think. And boy, I tell you, it sounds really good, the stuff that we heard today. When do you think that new music will be coming out?
As soon as we get a cover, I'll have it up online. It'll be on Spotify and everything.
Everything's done. It's mastered. You're just worrying about the finished product now. Who does that for you? Do you have to send it out somewhere and then they print them?
I'm working with a friend of mine to try to put together a cover right now, and then we'll probably I'm not sure which manufacturer will do it this time, but once we have the cover, the process goes pretty fast.
Yeah. All right, man. Sounds good. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody. That's Lou Nevins, and you can find Lou out and about. You got a lot of different musical projects out there, and if you can see the one that's called Fumes, that's the one that I'm going to put on my list for sure. Next time they're out and about, they're making some great new music. So anyway, thanks to Lou Nevins. He's been involved in the music scene here in Colombia for a long, long time, doing great stuff for many, many years. So we'll keep in touch with Lou and get him back around the program again sometime. What do we have going next week? Austin Jones. Are you familiar with Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, I've been trying to get Austin down here for a little bit. So Austin's going to come down and play us some songs for us, I think, next Friday. And he's got another member of his band who I think also plays for Loose.
Oh, okay.
They're great, too.
Loose is great. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? You know, one of the things that I love that we really didn't talk about is just the collaboration. And you're right in the middle of it. But so many different people playing with so many different projects. You never know who's going to be mixing it up with who. And that's really when some cool stuff comes out, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Great stuff around town. And we're going to keep it going here on Open Mic Radio. We got, like I said, Austin Jones next week. There's a young lady named Effie Lillig, who I was introduced to from The Sweaters, the guys in the band The Sweaters. And she's really good young woman who's a Hickman High School student, beautiful voice and a talented young musician. We're going to get Ray Fitzgerald down here one of these days if I can twist her arm hard enough. John Thomas Gorham is going to come down and play some songs for us. Johnny O from the Hoot and Hollers will be back as soon as they're back in town. Dylan Walsh, a Irish singer-songwriter friend of mine who actually makes his home in Nashville, will be joining us one of these days soon. We'll get Dernley back down here one of these days, and who knows who else. So anyway, it's been fun, and I hope you're all enjoying yourselves. Have a good weekend. Stick around for Diana Moxon, and Speaking of the Arts, that's coming up in just about 5 minutes. I hope the summer has been fantastic for y'all. Stay cool and stay safe this weekend, but get on out there and have some fun. And in the meantime, we'll play one more here from Fumes. Let's see if Lou will tell us a little bit about this one. This song is called End of the World.
Andy Ream actually plays on this one as well from the Hoot and Hollers.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's just me and him, and then I never even met the guy that plays the trumpet because I had something else to do that day. So he just went into Will's studio and I had already written a part for him. So
excellent. Yeah. All right. One more from the Fumes here. This one's called End of the World. And I'll be back at you next week. Take care of yourselves, everybody. It's Mike. You've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Stick around for Diana and Speaking of the Arts in just a few minutes.
So it